You are listening to a Momform recap episode. Here's where I share my own thoughts and personal experiences relating back to the previous episode. Be sure that you catch our interviews with moms sharing their journey through motherhood, and then come back and catch the recaps. So last week, I sat down with Claudine Cooper, and we chatted about a whole ton of things. And there's one thing that her and I have very much so in common. I was also the crunchy earth mom when I had my first kid, and I baby wore and long-term breastfed and made all of the baby food and fretted over every little thing that went into my baby's mouth and went onto my baby's skin, and I had to control it all, just like Claudine talked about. And I also learned the very hard lesson that eventually I was going to have to relinquish control to my husband. And I don't know why that was such a huge issue to me, because I was actually the one inexperienced in that situation. For those of you that don't know, my husband was married prior to me and had four children, and he's always been an extremely active father. So here I am, being the less experienced parent and trying to man how my husband was parenting our new baby. Yeah, it's totally, totally ridiculous. But it is a lesson that I think every new mom has to learn. You cannot do it all on your own. And maybe you can for a little while. But the truth is, just like Claudine shared, eventually you are going to burn out. No doubt about it. Some people, it may happen sooner than others, but somewhere down the line, you are going to begin to feel overwhelmed. You are going to begin to feel burned out, and you are going to begin to feel like your spouse or partner is not helping you at all. But the truth is, actually, that you're not allowing them to help. And that may be a hard truth to swallow. It was a hard truth for me to swallow. And I have to admit, my husband didn't let me take it that far. He kind of gave me a little space because he, from experience, knew that was coming. But I didn't get a whole lot of rope to hang myself with, so to say. And he just kind of stepped in and was like, let me do this. We also had, our first child had a heart condition called TAPVR, and I won't quite recite exactly what that means because I will totally get it wrong. But basically, in layman's terms, one of the arteries that connects the upper chamber to the lower chamber was not connecting, and so he was not getting the oxygen that he should be getting. So you can imagine in my take charge, mom brain, everything has to be done a certain way. What I was doing to make sure that my child was being taken care of properly, because there was this thing that was not in my control, which can be an issue for mamas that love to control things. Hello, yes, me. I'm one of those, just like Claudine was. But you know, Claudine really hit on some truths when she said, hey, they're going to do it the way that they are going to do it. And you have to be okay with that. And the thing is, the more that you try to police that and tell them to do it your way, guess what's going to happen? The less they're going to want to do, the more you're going to feel like you're alone in the process and that you don't have a spouse or partner that is on your team. I don't think any of us really want that. And a lot of us may not realize that our control type A behavior, if you're one of those, I'm talking to you, the need to be in charge of it all is not empowering our partner to be the best parent that they can be, because we have to have it all done our way. Don't do that. It's exhausting and you don't need to. One of the great things about being able to parent with someone else, because not everyone has that available to them, is one, your energies can balance each other. Your child doesn't always need the way that you parent. Sometimes the other parent can offer something that is better for that child. You guys can balance each other out, and you need to trust that who you decided to have a child with is capable of parenting. If not, you got a bigger problem. And trust me, I don't say this as a, you need to do it this way. I'm saying this as a mom that learned this lesson also. And I had to learn that I married a very, very capable man. And just because he does things differently from me does not mean that that is the wrong way and my way is the right way. So I really wanted to push this point that Claudine brought up because it was a personal experience of mine. And I know of so many moms because we just go deep into mom mode, especially when we have our first child. And if you're a first-time mom or you're about to be a mom, please hear this. Allow the other parent the space to be the parent that they are and not the parent that you think they should be. Everyone is not the same. Everyone has not had the same growing up experiences. And Claudine and I talked about this last week. You are each coming to this parenting experience with a different set of beliefs, a different set of experiences with your own parents, a different set of ideas of how parenting should go, and maybe even different ideas on who you want your child to be. And actually, the most beneficial thing is for your child to get both of those perspectives, your child or your children. We know I have multiple children. And mamas, I'm talking to you, back off. Let them do it and do not fuss at your spouse or partner while they're doing it that way. I had a friend that told me a story that she had gone out. I don't remember if it was for work or for pleasure. And she told her husband that the kids needed to take a bath, right? Okay, no big deal, right? Baths are easy. She said she came home and he was outside bathing the kids in a big bucket. I'm sure musty moms are going, oh my God, what in the world was he thinking? But hey, the point is, those kids got a bath. It is not like most moms would have given them a bath, but you know what was happening? Those kids were having a blast. And guess what happened in the end? Daddy got those kids bathed just like mom wanted him to. It might have not been the way that mom would have done it, but the kids were bathed and they had a blast getting a bath. So I'm sure that's an extreme example. And I would love for you guys to tweet me at the Mom Forum and share some of your examples of your husbands or partners creating what you may see as a disaster. But hey, they got the job done. And I want you to tag it, Dad got the job done. All right, ladies, I can't wait to share next week's interview with you. And if you have not listened to the interview with Claudine, please go back, listen to it, download it for yourself so you can listen to it later. And don't forget, be sure to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I'll be looking for your tweets this week. Talk to you next time. Please join us over on social media on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at The Mom Forum, or come give us a visit on our site, themom-forum.com, to read our new blog posts, shop our products, or check out our next event. Thank you, and we will see you the next time on The Mom Forum.